What are the differences between, you know, the your earlier ships and the Sealand ships in terms of your experiences on board?
Well, there's considerably difference. There are ships before these container ships, which Sealand was the prime. They would basically was these in up to the mid-60s, the container ships throughout the world. You got a lot more time in port. I mean, you get on a breakbulk ship, you maybe lay 4 or 5 days or a week in a port, and the and of course the. It was a lot more, a lot more fun because these container ships, nobody been used to on ships where you come in that morning and sail that night. You know, that's just unheard of. And then we had a lot more forest ships. They were break bulk. We had a lot more gear to take care of. Don't have much gear to take care of because they unloaded by cranes, you know, from the shore there. And, yeah, this considered, we had big crews too on them. I mean, even on that ship, we had 50 men in that crew on that ship. We
What
had
would it be like, you know, a ship in the 50s for your crew? How
crew
many
would run
would
about 40, 42.
So did you like having time in port?
Yeah, oh heck yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed that. There were a lot of good ports for sailors back then too.
So that yeah, that whole landscape's kind of changed because of container ships, right? I mean, it's just a
Yeah.
different, you know, this is like Port Newark. This is a port now, but there's not much here.
No, most of the guys don't even go ashore anymore. My son, he's master of a Horizon Line ship. He's the captain on the trader, and he goes out. He tells me he never gets off the ship till he gets relieved.
And that was true even back in the 60s. I mean, it must have been a big
Yeah,
difference.
it was a big difference, and they done some things. They had like what they call a man in the barrel. One of the mates would have the watch in port. During, of course, you got night mates at night, but during the day, the other three would be off, and you'd just rotate it, you know, where each guy would get some time off.
So tell me about the Galloway.
Galloway was a great ship. Mr. Galloway, I think he was chairman of the board of R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. And all the other ships were named after the financial markets, except the Galloway and the McLean. Of course, the McLean was named after Malcolm McLean. And the others were named after the financial markets, like the finance and the market and the resource. These ships were very unusual. Look, we don't keep in mind when we went on them ships, nobody had ever sailed on ships where you'd done 32, 33 knots. We was all out here on 14, 15 knot ships. And I think everybody was a little apprehensive about it. We went there, but after you was there a while, all that speed become great, particularly maneuvering and using traffic. If you was faster than that much speed, you could control your traffic pretty much, and you can keep them in the safe. And they were big ships too. I mean, that was the first ship I was ever on. We got concerned about stress on ships, and stress was a big part of those ships. And I enjoyed them. They were very challenging. The master on the ship was almost confined up to the sea cabin. They had an elaborate sea. The quarters were beautiful on the ships. They had an elaborate sea cabin. And most masters used to live in that thing up there at sea because you're doing that, you get another ship out there 20 knots, you're headed ahead, your relative speed on that thing's 55 miles, 55 knots. You're closing each other pretty fast. So you had to be, if a mate needed you, you had to be in a position where you could get there real quick.
Right.